Blog Talk Radio. peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Hotep to the community, divine unity and community, this very special day at high noon, Tuesday, December 21st, 2010. Today we celebrate and recognize and show some sense of reverence to the winter solstice. And of course, many of you know that we experienced a full moon, ecliptic full moon, last night. And our culture surprisingly has lost connection to the true meaning of these events and these holidays, as indeed December 21st, or the solstice, is traditionally Yuletide, which is the real reason behind Christmas. Oh, I know we've heard a whole bunch of stuff about Jesus and Santa Clauses and reindeers and things of that nature, but as we go back to our ancestral culture, our ancestral connection, we know and understand that this is indeed the celebration of light, even in the face and possible continued face and presence of darkness. What do I mean? What do I mean, you ask? Well, specifically, winter solstice, December 21st, is the shortest day of the year. The 2010 winter solstice comes with a double dose of astrological significance, being that it was both a full moon and a full eclipse, causing that beautiful coppery red color that we all experienced either live or virtually, for those of you who didn't manage to stay present for the event. I was indeed present. I received many messages and text messages and all those kind of things, you know, at 2 in the morning, giving that significance that others indeed too were present. And for that, I am grateful. We are indeed bathed in the energy of the Great Mother every full moon, but to be blessed with a visit from the Red Mother. For many of you, many deities come to mind: Kali Ma, Oya, and many others. So indeed, we are now walking in the shadow of the Great Red Mother as we move forward today at high noon in the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, live and in archive, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. And it is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, revelation, and manifestation. The place from where I begin, and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is December 21st, 2010. It is now 12:10 p.m. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tiameka, in the legendary and historic city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And be reminded to join me here each and every day with my new 2011 format, each and every day at high noon for the Power Lunch. Indeed, the community continues to commit and show support and love and have made the decision for me that this will at least become a two-hour show as we move forward into 2011. Many of you who are in chat who are not on phone would be surprised the number of people who do stay online on the phone line, sometimes as long as an hour or more after 1 o'clock. Occasionally we have conversation. Quite frequently we listen to and share ritual music. So coming 2011, either January 1st or February 1st, I still haven't quite decided yet, I will move from a 1 hour to a 2 hour format. And in this tone, I would like to welcome each and every one of you individually, personally, Kalahat, Fire Witch, our special guest, Queen B1, and Warm Summer Wind, all of our faithful community members, ever faithful, ever present, ever sure. Know that each and every one of you are in my thoughts, my prayers, my efforts, my ceremony as we continue to move forward. I would like to also greet each and every one of you present right now with me on the phone lines. I greatly appreciate your presence and being area code 347 and 323, also area code 202. 347, your hand is raised, so know that I will be present with you momentarily. Please hold on with me. And if you would all just give me a moment, I am getting a call. Give me a chance to divert this person, and I will be back with you momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe. Alafia and Ashe. Now you've seen my face, do you love me? It's going on 2 years now that I've been sharing and caring with you here on Blog Talk Radio, and I am hopeful and prayerful that I have imparted and continue to impart something useful, something tangible for you to carry forward on your journey through the darkness of this underworld. Through all the war and rumor of war and disillusionment and negativity. Indeed, I know so from those who continue to show support and continue to participate and be a part of the community here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as all the other various outlets for which I am available and reachable. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later in the show. My listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Remember, if you have a question, comment, or request, to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern as time and spirit does allow. As I observe now, I see one person does have their hand raised. Please do know I will be with you momentarily. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually, cosmically, spiritually, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners, many of whom operate at varying donation and fee rates. So for those of you who may be dealing with budgetary issues right now, please do take the time to visit these groups and explore the profiles. Do your research. Do your homework. Many of you have received that as a response from me when you have required about spiritual work or even readings. Always do your homework. Never take anything for face value, and then move forward confidently in spirit. And my virtual temple groups, again, are offered on my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, as well as various other locations, remote locations around the internet. my House of the Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. And remember, these groups can be also found on my main King profile at www.keen.com/divine+prince. For those of you who want an easier way of getting to my King profile, you can find my Call Me Now button, which should say Send Me Mail Now, because I have it turned off because I'm broadcasting live on Keen. My apologies to both Live Person and Desto. I got two calls there. I did forget to turn them off while I was live and broadcasting. But know that I can be reached via these links on my Blog Talk Radio profile, as well as by visiting my website. And remember to also visit my Queen's Chamber and King's Chamber, respectively, where I offer Papa Say and his featured Blog Talk Radio archive player, as well as True Terrorist, the Queen Ifama, and Gogo Nana Alana Omare. And we'll be adding more of our broadcasting community members as we move forward beyond January 1st, 2011. And remember, you can find more contact information for these co-host guests, honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles, but also by visiting me at my website, where I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Please do not take my word for it. Study my comments and ratings, and you too will know and understand why people have come to rely on and support the Divine Prince. Please also know again that I have several virtual temple groups within my House of the Divine Prince site, where I offer a variety of virtual temple groups of various Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners, expert advisors, expert professional advisors, in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And again, those links can be found at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I'm going to take just a quick break, and I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Abudai, bila bila, nda fashi kwe shida. Non gom ove deto, marele, non gom ove deto.
Bikano!
Non gom ove deto, marele, non gom ove deto. Pretem vizou la pou mal tire zoazo. Pretem vizou la, mal tire zoazo, non mwa ma pote ke abayo. Non gom ove deto.
Non,
non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non
Alafia, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Yes, indeed, today is December 21st, 2010, Tuesday, and we are under a Sagittarian lunation with the moon in a glorious red full phase, with the sun also in Sagittarian, and keep in mind the moon in Cancer. Mercury still in its retrograde until the 29th of December 2010. Tonight, the sun will be moving into Capricorn. So we are now dealing with a strong fire, but also earth-based energetic energy. The Cancer moon only helps to solidify the water in the sense of change and upheaval. Now, upheaval can be both negative and positive, so do not crystallize and necessarily internalize a negative connotation for that. Again, I think we've truly lost our connection to not only spirit, but nature and the sky. When we look at hoodoo and go back in time before technology, before electricity, we cannot be in denial of the slave level awareness of the sky, of nature. Many of these Africans brought with them a profound knowledge, as displayed by the example in Amistad, his ability to look at the sky and not only tell where they were, but time, season, change. So these equinoxes would have been powerful multi-ethnic times, multi-religious times of notation and experience. Indeed, even in the European and pagan-based religious, we often, and I didn't mean to use the word religion, but more so spiritual paths, we often over-focus on Samhain and October 31st, but it's really the Yule that stands out as being the most profound of the solstice markers, as it were, throughout any of the cultures. This was a time where, again, we see the days getting longer, and of course, if you're in the northern hemisphere, there's an overemphasis on the change in the weather and the coming cold and things dying off and going into a deep freeze, as it were, a time when, again, we think of the veil being most thinnest at Halloween. But this time, Yule, was a time that we were most fearful of the demonic forces, of the negative forces coming through through cold and perpetual cold and fear at that time of the sun not returning. So Yule and the burning of the Yule log was a European old world culture and tradition, but one practiced throughout the world, as all cultures, indigenous cultures, had this intrinsic connection to not only fire, but in the warmer climates, Africa, the Middle East, these festivities tend to have more of a first fruits type feel to them or celebration. But again, marking the seasonal change as it related to abundance and fruitfulness and nature and all the things within our realm of understanding, ability to be fruitful and reproductive. And again, the fire, the Yuletide fire, which is still a tradition that has really been hijacked here in New Orleans and in southern Louisiana. The usage of fire and marking this time, this transition from the shortest days to the longest days and the reemergence of the sun coming back to this side of the equator, was an indigenous ancient world tradition, but Catholicism and Christianity have basically hijacked the practice now here in Louisiana and have given the burning of the pyre or the burning of these, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on some of my terminology today, but the custom of burning pyres and fires and bonfires to reawaken the sun, to coax the sun into returning and with it bringing fruitfulness and productivity in the new year. Through the whole month of December in New Orleans, hundreds of spirited events take place, including tours of decorated 19th century homes and antebellum mansions, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa activities, of course the bonfires and riverboat cruises and Christmas Day concerts. And every day for the month of December here in New Orleans, famed New Orleans chefs share culinary secrets in free cooking demonstrations, and each evening public concerts feature popular musicians and gospel choirs performing sacred tunes in the majestic St. Louis Cathedral. Restaurants serve the Réveillon, an adaptation of an old Creole dining custom, and hotels offer attractive Papa Noel rates. But for many of us, Christmas is really a very transitory holiday, particularly for those who aren't necessarily connected to the Christian and Catholic and even Santa Claus and all the other imagery now associated with the day. Many of us are now planning and moving forward for Mardi Gras. And, of course, Mardi Gras, when you're ready for the experience, know that I am here for you, the Divine Prince, to make sure that you get the most enjoyable, safe, and authentic experience. Mardi Gras 2011 falls on Tuesday, March 8th. Mardi Gras Fatuvi is the last day of the carnival season, and it always falls the day before Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent. Again, showing the hijacking of many ancient world traditions by the Christian church and Catholicism, and much of the real meaning sort of being washed away. And I will try and cover some of that gradually and slowly through the coming days, to include my now posted Kwanzaa special shows. And I will do and dedicate the Power Lunch to Kwanzaa during the 7 days of Kwanzaa. But again, Ash Wednesday is always 46 days before Easter. In fact, Tuesday is always the day before Ash Wednesday, and this is how they mark and can determine each year where Mardi Gras falls. But right now, again, living in the moment as we contemplate the winter solstice and this rare occurrence of the full moon and a full eclipse, we must see it and contemplate it and think about the depth of meaning and symbolism implied and implicit in this event. Again, many pagan paths and pre-Christian Islamic Judaic paths, and these paths included, please understand I'm not excluding them, that though they will not admit to their observance or ties to these dates, many of these paths indeed use the sun and the moon to observe cycles, changes, equinox, solstice, and would make up many of the scheduled holy days and celebrations for many of these paths to include hoodoo. Many have asked me today, is there something ominous about the full eclipse and the red glow? And indeed, I say, if we're operating in spirit, we cannot overlook the connection and correlation, almost, in my opinion, a precursor to 12/21/2012, a warning, if you will, a sign of things to come and an awareness, I believe, to prepare. The last time the winter solstice was also a lunar eclipse was more than 600 years ago. And for you numerologists out there who are keeping track and paying attention to all the numbers, there's some very interesting patterns and correlations developing here with these numbers. 2010 winter solstice is an important day for a variety of astrological, social, and religious reasons. Winter solstice is the shortest day of the year, the day the sun appears for the least amount of time. The tilt of the planet and shape of the orbit around the sun creates a very dark day. Many world religions celebrate winter solstice or the time around it as the returning of the sun or the sun god and rebirth of the seasons, because the days begin to get longer after winter solstice. The 2010 winter solstice is an astrologically significant solstice, again, for several reasons. The 2010 winter solstice is a full moon, which happened last, I believe, in 1999, and then before then in 1980. Take the time to look at where you were and what you were doing during those times and periods in your life to kind of draw a more personalized understanding of how these events could relate to you specifically in your path. And indeed, the eclipse, again, I believe, is symbolic to blocking of light or filtering light, fine-tuning it in some way through some filter, some cipher. And, of course, there are many ways to look at that. But in ancient traditions, there was a fear about the eclipse as also opening a doorway, a gateway, if you will, and allowing forces that could bring about imbalance here in our existence. So we must contemplate the significance of this occurrence at this time and juncture in our existence along our spiritual journey. Good or bad, however you are able to digest that along your process right now, but know that it is significant, and it will not be one that will just pass as many other full moons or even eclipses have passed without some notation, without some awareness to the event. And indeed, as a spiritualist, I must, again, always tie everything back to spirit and our journey with and along spirit. And indeed, it is a sign of things to come, a sign of change. Someone asked me, was it even possible that it is the sign of the dragon that the Book of Revelations refer to? I don't think so. I don't believe so. But indeed, we must be open to all the possibilities as we move forward in this time. A friend of mine was asking about the shadow side. I believe she heard me make mention of that in the affirmation one day, and asking that spirit would allow me to connect fully with my shadow side so that I can become aware of that which is hidden, that which is the mystery, enabling me to move forward along my spiritual journey without the blocks. And for those of you who are connected to me via Google, I am the Divine Prince at gmail.com in Google. I think you can capitalize the T, the D, and the P. I found and saved a document a few years back called Casting Shadows, the Body in Descartes, Sartre, and de Beauvoir, and Lacan, which I believe were French philosophers, quote-unquote philosophers, but many of their ideals indeed delved into occult thinking and understanding, metaphysical perspectives, and this document, which I will be willing to share with anyone who's connected with me via Google. There's really no other way to share. You know, Google blocks you from being able to copy these documents, so you would have to be in Google, and I can share the document with you, and then you can save it to your Google document file. Excuse me. But this stood out to me today, specifically the shadow side, because, again, the eclipse and all its meaning and relevance to shadow and light and the return of light at what would otherwise be symbolized as the darkest time of our season, of our winter season here in the northern hemisphere. So for those of you who are just interested in that document, I'd be more than happy to share it with you. I seem to have lost my caller. I do apologize. Again, my main purpose here is to do a show and to share a message and to share spirit. The fact that I do take calls and questions and requests sometimes, even reading requests, it's just an extra add to the show. Those of you in my regular community know I have a pet peeve about people who only come to the show just to get a free reading. And free readings are available everywhere. You know, there are many of practitioners in both LivePersons and Keen, even Desto, who offer free or much reduced fee donation based on what I offer. So people are open to choose. But it's amazing those who sort of try and strong arm me to give them my service, often for free. And those typically tend to be my most problematic clients. It's really interesting. I gave a woman a 59-cent reading once. And, of course, she, you know, gave me one star and tried to slam me. This was about 3 years back. So, you know, I'm very cautious of our motivation in how we operate, particularly within spirit. We say we're operating in spirit, but much of our behavior sometimes can be immature and unlearned, as it were. So, again, I'm always open to taking calls and assisting, both during the live broadcast but also off-air via any of the available links to me. And, again, that doesn't mean, look, I get over 200 communications every day. And, of course, there are those who pop in through Instant Messenger, Yahoo, MySpace, Windows Live, Skype, I mean, you know, you name it, they're popping in. I'm often not eating, I'm often not resting, so I have to have a protocol. And I didn't even intend to talk about this today. I intended to do my affirmation and meditation like normal, but you know how I do. I follow spirit. And I have another person who's really upset with me that I am not taking the time to meet them where they are on their terms. No question of what I'm doing, what's going on here in the temple or with the community that I'm already working at, that have already showed commitment, that have already shown dedication, not to me, but to the spiritual path. And they've just found a connection with me. And I'm truly grateful for those people. And they will tell you, my comment and ratings will let you know that I'm a very humble reader, far more than many of those who you will encounter in your journey, particularly here on the Internet. And I make allowances all the time. But when I respond to you, wherever you reach out to me, I'm immediately tapping spirit, immediately. So be careful, be cautious, you know, when we say we need help, but then we have this energy behind it that's not helpful. that's ego-based, that's aggressive, even on the occasion. Again, caller, I will be more than happy to assist you. I do apologize if you thought I talked a little bit too much and you hung up. I'm sure you'll come back again. I will be glad to assist you. Yeah, Fire Witch, you know, I see you with the no reading. And in the beginning, I just didn't do it. As you all know, I have a community. Communities breathe. They expand, they contract. And there was a time me and other members of the community debated that very issue as it related to the various show productions we were all doing here on Blog Talk Radio. And I felt that there was a risk in doing, readings on air. One, you get all those people who are really not spiritual, really not trying to commit to any religious path, mine, yours, anyone, and they're curious maybe, and they just want to test it out. People have kind of associated the Internet with free to some degree, even though we now know that that's changing, evolving, might even be an outright lie. But there's that population that's looking for whatever they can find free. Doesn't matter what it is, it's free, let me try this, it's available. So again, that draws a whole nother element to the show just for the readings. And then, too, I think it's an affront to Lady Love Song and Queen B1 and Warm Summer Wind and Fire Witch and Kalahat, who may be trying to get something else, who may be further along their path to now listen to someone who may be existing in negative, who may be complaining, who may be whining, who may be having a negative response emotionally to whatever's going on. And that comes through in a reading. So I think there's reasons that consultations, consulting, counseling, advising are done in private or at least in a calm, peaceful environment. And as an empath, as a psychic and a reader, I'm open to all kind of energy. So I'm already open to a lot of stuff when I'm broadcasting live internationally on the Internet. I will share with you, I'm under attack when I come on the show. Each and every day, I haven't quite figured out who it is, me and some of the community, we're working on it. We're going to figure out who and where that is. It's not disrupting the show, clearly, I'm moving forward. But this is the first time I'm sharing that I'm very aware of the presence, particularly right at the beginning of the show. So, indeed, as many world scriptures speak of, we are in a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And I, a faithful minister, Ishu Tariri, Tychicus in Mecca, will make known to you all things as we move forward into 2011. Indeed, any public person is going to receive some energy, and more so if you stand on anything religious, spiritual. There are a lot of ego games people have with that whole realm. So there are those out there whose only goal is to uncover the false prophet. There are those out there whose only goal is to disrupt the prophet. There are those out there whose goal is to mock people and shows of this type that are dealing on anything spiritual that's not carnal. No, this isn't fun and games. No, we don't do a lot of cursing. No, we don't argue and bash each other over the head. We have a much more cosmic vision here. And indeed, that is my goal, that is my reverberation and my reiteration. Indeed, I do Warm Summer Wind. I said like before, after, during. You have no idea the things that are going on, and of course I keep that, you know, to myself for a reason. Indeed, Queen Bee, indeed, all things will be brought to light. It's the way, it's the path. If we just get out of the way, and often we disrupt revelation with my time, my ego, my feelings, my emotions, rather than just sit back and allow me, and again, another up-and-coming priestess, we're discussing this just yesterday, how as you get older, you become much more aware of the cycles. You know, 10 years go by, 20 years go by, and you reconnect with certain people, with certain events, with certain circumstances for a reason. As a marker point, a milestone to show you where you are, where you're coming from, where those around you are and are coming from. There will perpetually be those who will always be stuck. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years later, they're still doing what they were doing when you last saw them, usually in the same area, same neighborhood. You know, no development, no growth. The scary thing is often these are religious folk stuck. But then there's those you reconnect and looking ever youthful, moving forward, continuing to evolve, continuing to create. And there is a divine lesson in that mirroring of the macrocosm and the microcosm of ourselves via all the other eyes around us on the planet. So, you know, I'm moving forward in 2011. I've said before it's a gateway year. I will confront what I need to confront, but I'm no longer going to spend any time, effort, energy wasted feeding those situations, those things that do not exist right here and right now for our good and for our forward motion. I am at peace. I'm tranquil. I am prosperous. Because I am and my creators are. And for that and no other reason alone. And with that, in my last 4 minutes of the show, I share my prayer that Divine Spirit would bring me into union with itself, with myself, and all of creation. For we are one body, one spirit, one person, one entity. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of divine presence. My divine presence. Let me clearly perceive the light, the voice, the vibration, the guidance necessary to move me forward along my journey. Walk with me, Spirit. Orisha, ancestors, into the mysteries. Replace my fears with faith, knowing, and understanding. Give me the capacity to abide the mysteries put on my life's path. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do. I surrender my will to a divine will, to a cosmic universal will. Let me feel your presence as much in change and transformation as in peace and prosperity. Show me the purposes for which I have been born. Align my energy to my most highest divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges that develop. I speed up my evolution. Show me things energetically rather than have to always live them out physically, carnally, materially. Let me learn by seeing, hearing, understanding, empathizing, sympathizing before I manifest by doing. Take away my distractions, false voices, my illusions and misconceptions. Remove all my blocks, even me. Even me, remove all my blocks. show me my shadow side and what I need to learn. Show me that which is hidden, that for which I am in denial, that which is the greatest block to my progress. I no longer live in denial of it. I no longer live in disconnection from it. For truly, it is the platform for which I stand on as I continue to rise in becoming a balanced and whole conscious being. Help me to develop honor, creativity, integrity, endurance, commitment, compassion, harmony, and mercy. I call my divine spirit, my God consciousness, back into our present time space dimension for ultimate manifestation. And I unplug my energy from people, places, things, and to whom I have invested needlessly. I will no longer finance the past. I will no longer finance past negative, unhelpful energy. And I bless, forgive, and release. I move forward. The truth calms me, keeps me confident. God, the divine creator, has created me, and I'm finally created. The divine creators are in charge of my life and all my divine destiny. Please do join me here again tomorrow at high noon for the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, live and in archive from the beautiful historic city of New Orleans, Louisiana. I offer each and every one of you divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Free your heart from hatred. Free your mind from worries. Live simply. Give more than expected. Expect more of the divine creators. Ashe.
Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain that I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be to this road. So Thank you.